Growing in difficult situations is absolutely a powerful, powerful message that we are continuing to just share in this week, because it reminds us of what it is as Christians, as our responsibility to understand that gift, that fruit that we've been given, long suffering, and how it is that we are to use it. We're not to dwell on it. We're not to worry about it, but we are to gain our strength in and through Jesus Christ as the Word teaches us. And in difficult situations, it is through Christ that we can walk upright. It's through Christ whom, if we are not able to walk, He will carry us. It's through Christ in which we gain our strength. So I hope that everyone is ready and settled in to join in another amazing Sunday morning breakfast call. We are here Sunday morning. It's inspiration. And we'll go forward with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Mr. Carr, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you're having a great morning. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful, yourself.
Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Doing wonderful, yourself.
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and open up the prayer, please.
Sure. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing gift called life, and we are so grateful for the gifts that you continue to bestow upon us. Heavenly Father, you have told us that life is a journey. Life, you didn't say that it was going to be easy. And in and through any situation that comes our way, Heavenly Father, we know, dear Lord, that you are present. You, Heavenly Father, are there to support us. You, Heavenly Father, are there to guide us. And for that, we give you thanks. So as we go forward on this word this morning, Heavenly Father, I pray that we all do so with open hearts and open minds, and truly appreciate what you have done through your Son, Jesus Christ. So in him, we say thanks, and we say amen.
Amen. Be good. Yeah.
All right. So growing in difficult situations has been an absolutely powerful topic. But what's interesting to me is that, you know, grew up saying sayings like, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And you hear that, you're like, all right, you know, I can do this. I can do this. We look at ourselves as the ones to get tougher and pull ourselves through those situations. We even hear people say, you know, we gotta pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. And somehow it's inside that us, are able to get through that situation, and that we are to be strong. But be strong in who? And that's something that has really brought home for me, that we can't just lift ourselves up by ourselves. We can't just go from, all right, that's the problem, I'll handle it. No, we have to understand that strength that actually allows us to get in and through any situation comes from God himself. Because as it says in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So us as Christians, we're not exempt from having difficult times. We're not exempt from going through difficult situations, especially because we are Christians. It's one of the fruit in which we are given, which is long suffering. Don't get me wrong, we're given love. We're expected to be patient and kind, but long suffering as Christians, that is something we're to walk through in the aid of Christ. Some believers do believe that when they struggle with things such as forgiveness, struggle with honesty, struggle with integrity, that when they're working on it and but then don't see the benefits of it, they start to question, well, how did that other person who obviously does not have integrity or honesty, et cetera, get what I've been going for? Sometimes we suffer at just being whom we are. We may suffer at taking care of our bodies.
Christina.
And, yes, sir?
Christina, that's good. So, y'all, good morning. Here we go. Okay, because I'm not going to play with the Holy Spirit. Growing in difficult situations. Did y'all know that Jesus had to grow? Not did he physically only have to grow. He spiritually had to grow. Jesus had to grow up. He had to grow up. No ifs, and, or but about it. Read James 1 and 3 through 4, Ms. Tiana. Y'all can write it down. Read it, okay? Go ahead and read that out loud for everybody. Just write that down, James 1, verses 3 and 4. Because Jesus literally had to grow up too. See, this is not an exercise. This is not one of those things where, oh, he's... No. See, even with that, you cut off what not needs not be. We talked about it about a week ago, okay? Jesus is the pattern. He lays the cloth, thus the fabric on top, and he cuts off all that's not necessary. We came for substance. People have very little time to be playing. Go ahead and read that, James 1 and 3 through 4.
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Read it one more time.
Sure. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work in so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen.
Read it one more time.
Because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen.
Perseverance, when you don't give up. You grow through difficult times. You have stick-to-itiveness. Perseverance, meaning I can stand the test of time, no matter how hard it is. Read it one more time.
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
So that you may be mature and complete. If you have yet to be tested and tested and tested, we will never be complete. We will always be lacking something. Have y'all noticed that Jesus had to grow up? Not only did he have to grow up physically, spiritually, Jesus had to grow up. He was at the Garden of Gethsemane, a 30-year-old man, 30-year-old plus man, and he had to grow up because he clearly said, oh, no, the cross I don't want to get on. Father, will you pass this bitter cup from me? He had to grow up. You saw him grow up at that moment.
Yes.
Or did somebody miss that? He had to grow up because Jesus walked by himself at an early age, but at an older age, that's too easy, Jesus. I got to put you with 12 people who won't even believe you are who you are. They're going to walk with you, but they're not going to believe in you. They're going to be 1 foot in, 1 foot. Boy, you tell me that ain't the testament of your faith. You want to know when you really got to grow up? When you got people who God hand selected around you, and they still heathens. And you trying to lead them to God. Now, that's when you're about to grow up. Oh, I know everybody's going to get caught on that one. Yeah. See, you ain't growing up because you're walking by yourself. Nah, that ain't growth. That's their baby stuff. Go ahead and be responsible for leading people to Christ. Oh, my God. You know how the Bible says, love no man, owe no man nothing but to love him? pursue everybody. See, if you really want to grow up and grow during difficult times, see how difficult it is to be a God. See, a lot of us got the mentality that I ain't worried about nobody else. I'm worried about me and my own soul salvation. But when you saddle with the responsibility of being a Christian in its purest form, because a Christian in its purest form looks like Jesus. And if you want to really grow, look like Jesus and start to live like Jesus, now you're going to see your growth exponentially in difficult times. We can see how strong you really are, how much you really have matured. See, it's one thing to get you together. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. What do I need to do right? It's one thing to get you together. Let's see you be saddled with the responsibility of others. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because we all think we've grown. Huh? People think they've grown until they have responsibility called children, huh?
Oh. All right.
Yeah. See, come on, let's look at it naturally. Growing in a difficult situation, anybody can live a life of being on their own, huh? Girl, I can do this. Man, I can do that. Take that vacation, go and come as you choose. But if you have natural children, it shifts.
Yes.
Yeah, I love this topic. Huh? Growing in a difficult situation? Because everybody knows about the terrible twos and the mischievous and devious teens, huh? Mm-hmm. We know about it because we was in that. We was that. Mm-hmm. So just imagine you having to take care of 12 children. I mean, disobedient children. I mean, children you got to check all the time. You got to watch over. You just ain't you can't say, get out of my house. Huh? There was a document to the family. Huh? We think that we're growing because, I overcame that last relationship situation. Or, I'm growing because, I don't curse like I used to. That's good. But the Bible says, from faith to faith and glory to glory. Read the scripture one more time, Ms. Tiana.
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Look at how he tied everything to faith, though. Your growth is tied to your faith. Not necessarily just what you believe. That's one part of it. But the completeness means you believe in what you live in what you believe. You know, faith without works is dead. It's one thing to say that you're mature because you believe it. And you act it out every now and again. It's another thing to know that you're grown and mature and that you're growing. And that you're growing, you're not on that elementary level anymore. And you're literally living it out. You know, everybody grown in the small situations. But what about in difficult situations? What about the situations that's not favorable? What about the situations that other people don't see? The person that you don't care about, they see it, but you don't care about them seeing it. What about that situation? You know, your little nephew, he don't mean nothing. He run the streets, and see, you don't have to be mature to him. So you can curse him out. But in front of pastor and them, you're saint. See, have you really grown? Because the Bible said, by the testing of your faith.
Right.
What verse 4 said, Miss Sienna?
Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
We don't let it finish its work. Because we think that just because we dealt with our past, our ex, our old problems one day, that we get the next day. And that's not true. Because it'll come in a different way, shape, or form, or it may present itself the same way. Because, see, I need everybody to hear this. When you are complete, that means you need nothing else. Being complete is being full. I don't care how good your cooking is, ma'am, but I'm good right now. I'm full.
Right.
In other words, I don't care how tempting it is to be immature, to be petty, to be in my feelings. I'm full of petty. I can't entertain you right now. Because I'm full of growth, my God. My God.
Amen.
Being immature. I'm full. I can't entertain you right now or ever because I'm full. I'm grown. See, I can't look backwards. Because, see, how can you grow up and then be immature at the same time? See, you're not complete. Hello? You can't be in your feelings. Yeah, let me talk to somebody. You can't be in your feelings and growing in God at the same time. That means you took one step forward and two steps back. So if you know anything about math, let's get this up for a second. If you started on five, and let's say that the height is 10. Yeah, the peak, the mountaintop is 10. The valley low is 0. You at 5. If you took one step forward, which is a 6, and you took two steps backwards, where are you at?
4.
All righty. So if you started at 5 and end up at 4, how is that growth?
It's not.
Oh, my God. See, what's not known to man, because Satan wants us to buy into his flesh. You know it's easy for us to point out things in others, but difficult for us to point out things in ourselves.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, growing in difficult times. In other words, God gave us this flesh so that we can remove our pride. Because without removing the weight of pride, you cannot go upward to heaven. See, there's not one sin on the face of earth. There's not one sin in history that didn't first have the part in crime called pride in it. Show me a sin that didn't have pride in it. Show me one. Anybody ever sin, show me where you sin without first having pride. Sin is birthed from pride.
Right.
So God gave us something to grow from, a difficult flesh to deal with. We can point out everybody else but ourselves. The Bible clearly says, when you judge yourself, no one else can judge you. But see, what God didn't say that you must know. This is, I love this topic. Growing in difficult times. What God didn't say is that you must grow beyond your flesh. The only way that you can grow beyond your flesh is that you follow him, meaning you got to remove something that he told you that.
Yeah.
See, so many people want to say, well, where they say that in the Bible, where they say that in the Bible. You do understand that the Bible would not tell you every single thing. The Bible would not say, don't smash a roach. It doesn't say that in the Bible. But see, what you're concerned about what the Bible says, I'm concerned about what my daddy would do. See, a lot of people live life based on what the Bible says. In other words, that's that guideline. I live life knowing in other words, I don't have to know what my mama said. I know what my mama expect.
Amen.
That's when you have a real relationship. My mama not going to tell me A, B, and C. Y'all better hear me. See, some people want to double-slick God. And this is, they want to blame God for the lack of their growth if you're not catching what I'm saying. Because if God didn't say it, why are you going to try and hold me accountable for it? That's why so many people say stuff like, where does it say that in the Bible? It don't have to say in the Bible, don't drink gasoline. I know my daddy don't expect me to drink it.
Come on.
The simplicity of sin. The simplicity of sin will get us in a position to where we lack growth. And then it stunts our growth to the extent that we're literally spiritually handicapped.
Okay.
Because sin is so simplistic. And then we dealing with simpletons. Simple-minded people. Get mad at me. I'm fine. When are we going to grow simple-minded? When? The simplicity of sin. All Satan needs you to do is be double-minded. And he wins. Because double-mindedness will always stunt one's growth. Well, Jesus wasn't double-minded. You see how he almost gave in, but he got it right? See, even Jesus had to grow in difficult situations, because I don't know if y'all know it, but how many of you would openly go to the electric chair for something you never did and for people who would turn their back on you.
Oh, come on.
Well, we'll have to call it the electric chair. Let's call it the cross.
Amen.
But would you go? See, that's called growth. Because you know by the testing of your faith. The testing of your faith requires that your flesh is going to be checked.
Mm-hmm.
The testing of your faith requires you're not going to get some things that you wanted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was all about faith, meaning it was all about God. And since it's all about God, although it's difficult, I'm going to grow in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to grow physically. I'm going to grow spiritually, which is more important. Because when my spirit man grows, then I'm complete. But when your natural man grows, you will always be incomplete.
Come on.
You will always be incomplete. Henceforth, you got to run from this person, that place, that idea to the next one because you're incomplete. You're going from pillar to post. And people use movement to cover up. I'm going to say it anyway. People use movement to cover up the things that they lack.
All right.
In other words, they become busybodies because they're not growing bodies. And they confuse busyness with growth because I'm needed here and I'm needed there. In other words, I'm important. In other words, I'm mimicking God. In other words, I want to be omnipresent. In other words, I think I'm growing, but why am I still incomplete, God?
All right.
You done went to that service, this service. You done went to that party. You done completed this thing, but haven't done nothing for God. Because when you grow in God, it's not a weekly thing. It's a life term.
Amen.
When you grow for God, it's not a weekly thing. It's a life term. It's not an hourly thing. It's a life term. It's not an every other day thing. It's a life term. How can you grow from something, go back to it, and fail at it? How can
All
you
right.
grow from pettiness and go back to it and fail? Did you really grow? I thought you overcame pettiness already. That means if Floyd Mayweather fought, you know, Oscar De La Hoya, he beat him, and then they have a rematch. Ooh, my God, growing in difficult situation, and Oscar De La Hoya destroy him. That means Floyd got lucky the first time.
Come on.
That means if you overcame it the first time. See, I don't agree with that teaching, because the Bible said, you know, we all fail.
Yeah.
A righteous man will get up, meaning they fail. No, not from situations, baby, that you have overcome. That's a lie.
Come on.
Show me in your Bible, since you want to say, what thus said the Lord. See, you go by what the Bible says, and you if you don't see it in the Bible, because you're so, you know, religious, you don't believe in nothing else. I go by what God tells me and what God expects. See, in other words, everything ain't written in that Bible. I am a living Bible. A lot of it's written in me.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear what I just said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you grow in difficult situations, the Bible with the 66 books give you limited information. That's why Jesus ain't go by it. Because he, oh, my God. In other words, see, when you listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. That was part one. But who is part two?
Come on.
See, when you grow in difficult situations, catch it. Y'all have missed it. Jesus grew naturally, spiritually. He grew up in difficult situations around 12 people that didn't believe. In other words, Moses' law the Ten Commandments, the written Bible, mm-hmm. was 66, but it was one that was so potent that it couldn't be written down. It had to be blood drawn.
Amen.
Thing, in other words, the Bible is complete when your story is read.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm right.
Because, what you say? If they won't do it, you will. If that woman won't do it, another woman will. If that man won't do it, another man will. If that Christian won't do it, woo, another one will.
Okay.
Read James 1, 3, and 4 again, Miss Tiana.
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
You know that the testing, you know what the Bible says, not what is complete in you. In other words, there's 66 books in the Bible, the physical Bible, but there's 67 written in the spiritual Bible. You are the other verse. You are the other chapter. Here's the thing. Will the Bible expand or will it remain at 66 in your life?
Come on.
Huh? When Jesus got on the cross, the Bible expanded.
It did.
I don't think you know this, but his story is in the Bible partially, not everything. They don't have Jesus every day in that Bible. They don't have his every movement in that Bible. They don't have his every thought in that Bible. My God. Therefore, that's good, Miss Tian. I love it. Growing in difficult situations. Therefore, you are a living epistle. Stop saying what the Bible says and start saying what I know God expects.
Amen.
Why even the world says WWJD? How they got that down? In other words, they don't have to open the Bible to know what would Jesus do. My God. My God. Let me translate that. All he's saying is, I know what he expects.
Yes.
In other words, I can grow in difficult situations because I know what he expects, not what the Bible says. You will go crazy trying to figure out where it is in the Bible, but you'll never go crazy knowing what he expects. In other words, although I got 12 people around me, Jesus had to grow. Although he had 12 people around him, he could grow because he knew what God expected. Because, see, you want to grow, have something around you, and you got to darn near scratch your head. You done poured and you done poured and you done poured into it, and it's still not growing. That's going to cause you to grow because I can't be looking at it. I got to, in other words, God put them around Jesus for so many different reasons, one of which is I needed him to grow, to be an example, to lift me up, In other words, Jesus, he could have very well got lazy without having nobody around him because he had nothing to grow in front of.
Mm. Right.
Come on, people. Women. I don't suggest this, but haven't you grown when that man was lazy? Oh, I know you got rid of him, but didn't you grow because you worked extra hard to try and make the thing work? You worked extra hard, but he wouldn't get up. Huh? You grew. Oh, you got rid of him, though. For sure. But didn't you grow because you had a non-believer and a man around you? That's a difficult situation. It's not difficult when you don't care about it, but it is difficult when you love the very thing that refuses to grow, but it causes you to grow. Lord,
right.
Lord,
right.
Y'all better catch this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better catch this. How could you teach if you have teachers around you? So he had to have difficulty around him, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That means heaven is still growing to this day, if you're not catching what I'm saying.
Come on.
Heaven expands daily. To expand means to grow. And it's growing through difficult situations. But just like heaven is growing, so is hell. It expands daily. Mm-hmm. Hell is growing because people refuse to go through difficult situations and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is growing with substance because people face difficult situations, you know, being in the world but not of it, and growing. To be in a place that you're not accustomed to being, that's growth.
Yeah. Yep.
That's growth. to go against the odds when all chips, when everybody coming up against you for his name's sake, not for yours. Blessed are those who, are persecuted, for my name's sake, sake.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's growth. Not that you go seeking it, but it just happens. It's thrust upon you. And you grow because you're a child of God. And he said, the master suffered, surely you will. In other words, you don't have disciples, but you have people that I put you amongst. Uh-huh. And I told you to pursue peace with them. Uh-huh. That don't mean that they're going to get it. That don't mean that they ever will accept me. Okay? But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know by the testing of your faith. How can you test your faith when you're not walking in it? In other words, I got to create difficulty around you. Hold on. I got to create difficulty around you. Hold on. I got to create difficulty in you. Because a lot of times you even question yourself. So it ain't just them. It's you too. Now, you know that Christ had to grow. Spiritually, physically, he had to grow. That's why he said, before you take up your cross and follow me, you must first deny yourself. Y'all, that's growth. It takes growth to deny yourself. That's why people hate the scripture where it says you must hate yourself. You must hate your mother and your father, yes, even hate yourself before you follow God. See, the immature, the one who lacks growth, that's all immaturity is, the one who lacks growth. Y'all know that? When you're immature in a certain situation, that means you lack growth in that situation. The immature person, one who likes growth, would never, ever comprehend that. Because all the immature person knows is, you first love yourself. You can't love you. If you can't love nobody else unless you first love yourself. Well, that be a lie. Jesus first loved us.
Yes, indeed.
His whole life was about us. It's funny how people say that, though. Thank you, God, for revelation. It's funny how they say you must first love yourself. You can't love nobody else until you. It's funny because I'm a trainer by nature, by flesh. But I'm a trainer by spirit, too. Catch it. The fact of the matter is they love others before they love themselves when they don't want to do it. It's called physical exercise. That's when they say, I got my child to put in school. I got to do this. I got to do that. But I thought you must first love yourself, meaning take care of your body first. Liars. Liars. They make every excuse not to exercise. And if they physically not exercising, you know their face look bad, right? Oh, you get mad at me. You know why? Because what happens naturally is a manifestation of what's going on spiritually. Oh, yes, let's talk about it. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Before somebody physically cheat on you, they done mentally already did that, baby.
Yes.
Growing in difficult situations. Growing in difficult situations. Growing in difficult situations. Jesus had 12 around him, and he exercised spiritually and physically daily. But you're supposed to love yourself first. What happened to that when it came to exercise? What happened? Oh, yeah, I'm the one of them challenges. Everybody else be sugarcoat. We looking sloppy. And we know we look sloppy outside of our clothes. That's why we a well girdle or do everything next up. Why? Because somebody lazy. Oh, somebody refused to grow in difficult situations because it's difficult and hard to go to that gym every day and stay motivated. But I thought you loved yourself. I thought that was the only motivation you needed. Now, watch this. It's hard to go exercise, but it's easy to go to work. Well, that's hard, too, but you keep on doing it because of money. So you love money more than you love yourself. In other words, your health is not important, spiritual health nor physical health. But I thought we were supposed to be growing in difficult situations. Who said
right.
The gym was easy? Who said that life was easy? Neither one of them are easy.
Mm-hmm.
But they both offer growth. You can ignore it if you want. Yeah, you can ignore it. That's fine. Because people are anti-physicality. And just because of that, you're anti-spirituality as well. Yeah, I love this. Because I tell the world, now make sure you have the same energy. You're talking about growing in difficult situations?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did it. Make sure the same energy you have here, you have there. So the same words you use over here, make sure it's applicable across the board. That's where you eat the word up. You know why? Because they got to eat their words. That means it was a lie.
Right.
Yeah. But if it be in God, it apply in India, Indonesia, Japan, and the United States of America. It apply today and tomorrow. It apply in that situation and this situation. So why are we folding? Because the words wasn't true. That means there was no growth in it. That means you took one step forward, two steps backwards. Huh?
All right.
So that means when difficult times really come into your life, it shows where you were grown at. It shows where you lack growth because it exposes you. And God allows it to expose you so that you can get better.
Yes.
You think you was able to overcome that little last situation, or that last person, or that last incident. You got that one, but did you get lucky, Floyd? Because the rematch is coming. Woo! The rematch is coming. Huh? The devil want a rematch with you. Huh? Jesus, you escaped me the first time. I want a rematch. Jesus, you got rid of me in the wilderness, but I want a rematch. You think Satan was done? No, I really
know
that you grew. Let's see how much you've grown. But see, when you really grow, you go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Okay, you got 12 people around. Okay, shoot. I couldn't even get them to stop you from getting on the cross. Check, you got that one on me. But I want a rematch. I want a rematch at the cross. Hmm? I'm going to put two that you don't even know next to you.
Right.
That ain't work. That ain't work. Let me hurt his flesh. Thorns on his head. Nails in his... You want... Did I win? Nah, shoot, I ain't even win that one. Ooh, he gone. Did I win? He defeated. No, that sucker got up. My goodness. See, that's growth in difficult situations. Let's go ahead and pray, Miss Sam.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. We are truly grateful for your love upon us, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, you have shown through your Son the example of what it is to grow in and through difficult situations. And for that, we are grateful. Heavenly Father, may we take that example. May we take this life that you've given us and know that it is our responsibility to consistently grow in you, to be stable in you, and to know, Heavenly Father, that in and through you, all things are possible. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day, and make sure y'all get a chance. Call in this evening because we're doing part two to growing in difficult situations.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.